Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator, this podcast and the information shared within it are intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hi everyone, and welcome to another episode of Project I Am. I'm your host, Dr. David Schloss, and today we're diving deep into a topic that touches every single one of us at some point in our lives: how to overcome setbacks. Life doesn't always go how we plan, does it? Whether it's a missed opportunity, a failed project, or even a personal disappointment, setbacks can feel like they knock the wind right out of us. They challenge not just our plans, but sometimes our confidence, our identity, and even our hope. But here's the thing. Setbacks also hold the potential to shape us, teach us, and even make us stronger. Today, we'll unpack the emotional weight of setbacks, including the shame we often feel after making mistakes. We'll explore the science and practice of resilience, the power of shifting our perspectives, and the life-changing impact of self-compassion. We'll also discuss actionable strategies that you can use in your own life and draw insights from recent research. Plus, I'll share some inspiring stories of people who turned their setbacks into comebacks. So grab a coffee, settle in, and let's explore how to turn life's challenges into stepping stones. Let's start with something that's probably familiar to all of us: shame. It's that gut-wrenching feeling that often comes with making a mistake or falling short of our expectations. Shame can feel like it isolates us, whispers in our ear that we're not good enough, and makes us reluctant to share our struggles with others. Dr. Brené Brown, a leading researcher on shame and vulnerability, many of you know her well, defines shame as the intensely painful feeling that we're unworthy of love and belonging. It's the voice that says, "You didn't just fail, you are a failure." Sound familiar? Now, here's an important distinction that Dr. Brown makes. Shame and guilt are not the same. Guilt says, "Yeah, I did something bad." Shame says, "I am bad." One is about the action. The other is about our sense of self. And when we let shame take over, it can lead to things like perfectionism, procrastination, or even avoidance of future risks because we're so afraid of failing again. A 2022 study found that individuals who experience frequent shame are more likely to withdraw socially, which only reinforces feelings of isolation. On the other hand, those who learn to recognize and name their shame are better able to process it and move forward. So what are some practical tips for facing shame? 1. Name it to tame it. When you feel shame creeping in, acknowledge it. Say, "I'm feeling ashamed because I think I failed at this or that." Naming the emotion can take away some of its power. 2. Talk about it. Share your feelings with someone you trust. Vulnerability breaks the cycle of shame and reminds you that you're not alone in your struggles. And 3. Challenge the story. Ask yourself, what's the story I'm telling myself about this setback? Is it true? Or is it my shame talking? Now, let's transition and talk about resilience. We often hear this word thrown around, but what does it really mean? At its core, resilience is about the ability to bounce back from adversity. But here's what's often overlooked. Resilience isn't just about surviving hard times. It's about learning, growing, and thriving through them. The American Psychological Association defines resilience as a process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress. Resilience isn't a personality trait. It's a skill that can be cultivated. A fascinating study from 2023 published in Frontiers in Psychology found that emotional regulation plays a key role in resilience. People who learn to manage their emotions, which means acknowledging them without being overwhelmed by them, are better equipped to handle setbacks. The study also highlighted the importance of social support and maintaining a sense of purpose. I'm sure you guys know the story already, but let me share with you the story of Thomas Edison. When his laboratory burned down in 1914, destroying years of work, Edison didn't wallow in despair. Instead, he reportedly said, "Thank goodness all our mistakes were burned up. Now we can start fresh." I don't know that he spoke like that, but let's pretend he did. His resilience and his ability to reframe the setback allowed him to rebuild and continue innovating. So how do you build resilience? Well, one, focus on what you can control. The setbacks can feel overwhelming. Oftentimes you might feel like you're drowning, but ask yourself, what's one small step I can take today to move forward? Secondly, strengthen your support network. Surround yourself with people who uplift and encourage you. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. Learning to stay present can help you manage stress and avoid getting stuck in the what-if scenarios. Now let's talk about one of the most powerful tools for overcoming setbacks, perspective. The way we interpret our setbacks matters more than the setbacks themselves. This is where cognitive reframing comes into play. Cognitive reframing is a technique that helps you shift your mindset from "why is this happening to me?" to "what can I learn from this?" For example, instead of saying, "I failed that job interview," you might say, "that interview taught me what to work on for next time." A 2022 study in the Journal of Positive Psychology found that individuals who practiced reframing negative experiences, well, they showed significant improvements in emotional well-being and resilience. Interestingly, they also reported higher levels of creativity, likely because reframing allows us to see opportunities where we once saw roadblocks. Try this very simple exercise. Write down a recent setback that you experienced. Next, write down your initial interpretation of what happened. Now, challenge yourself to come up with at least three alternative interpretations. For example, something you might say is, "This might have been a blessing in disguise." Or, "This experience prepared me for something better." There's a good quote by Viktor Frankl, the Holocaust survivor and author of Man's Search for Meaning, and I really love this quote. It goes like this: "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." I mean, that's so good, I'm going to say it again. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Beautiful, right? Now, let's move on to one of the most important and often overlooked aspects of overcoming setbacks, self-compassion. And I know I've chatted about this in the podcast before, but I think self-compassion really needs to be talked about a lot more. Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same kindness, care, and understanding that you'd offer a friend. Think about it. When your best friend is struggling, you don't berate them or call them a failure. So why do that to ourselves? Remember Dr. Kristen Neff from the University of Texas Austin around the corner? Well, she's a leading researcher on self-compassion, and she has identified three core components: self-kindness, being gentle with yourself rather than critical; common humanity, recognizing that setbacks are a universal part of being human; and mindfulness, staying present with your emotions without over-identifying with them. A 2023 study in Clinical Psychological Science revealed that self-compassion is strongly linked to emotional resilience. People who practice self-compassion recover more quickly from setbacks and experience less anxiety and also less depression. So remember that previous episode, the podcast on self-compassion? There were three things in there. I want to touch on them again. One, write yourself a letter. Imagine a friend is in your situation. Write them a letter filled with encouragement and understanding, and then read the letter to yourself. Two, practice a self-compassion meditation. There are guided meditations online that you can find very easily, specifically ones on self-compassion that can help you. And thirdly, set small, kind goals. Instead of overwhelming yourself with perfectionism and beating yourself up, set one small, achievable goal each day. Finally, let's talk about growth. Setbacks, as painful as they are, can lead to profound growth. There's even a term for this: post-traumatic growth. I know you've all heard of post-traumatic stress disorder, but have you heard of post-traumatic growth? This refers to the positive psychological changes that can result from adversity, like a deeper appreciation for life, stronger relationships, a sense of purpose. In Japan, there's a form of art called kintsugi, where broken pottery is repaired with gold. The idea behind it is that the cracks and the flaws make the piece more beautiful and valuable. It's a powerful metaphor for how our own scars and struggles can make us stronger, more compassionate, and more resilient. So take time to reflect on a past setback that you've overcome. What did you learn from it? How did it shape who you are today? Writing this down can help you see your current challenges in a new light. So there you have it. Shame, resilience, perspective, self-compassion, and growth. Hey everyone, setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to define us. They can be the fuel that drives us towards something even greater. As you move forward this week, remember to embrace your imperfections, honor your resilience, and treat yourself with the kindness you deserve, because the truth is, you do deserve kindness. You are stronger than you think, and every setback is an opportunity for growth. Thank you so much for joining me today in this episode of Project I Am. If you found today's conversation helpful, please share it with someone who might need a little encouragement. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode, where we will explore... Actually, I'm not too sure. But we'll explore something, I promise. Until next time, take care of yourself and keep growing. May you be well.
The weather today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.